Thank you and good morning. When the Board of Supervisors emerged from the closed session on Tuesday afternoon, they brought with them the news that a new county CAO had been named. Amy Nilsson, who has more than two decades of experience working with the county and who has served as the deputy CAO since 2010, was named to the position. Nilsson's appointment will be effective April 11th, pending the approval of a final contract by the board. Nilsson will oversee a department that provides oversight and administrative support for 12 departments and direct supervision of 5 divisions within county government. The United States Forest Service announced this week that it will distribute more than $29 million in federal Secure Rural Schools funding to counties up and down California. That $29 million is about half of what California received when the program was started in 2000, and the payments are made to rural counties like Humboldt and Del Norte due to the loss of revenue from forest industries. Del Norte County will receive just over $1 million, Humboldt will get $890,000, Mendocino will see $295,000, and Trinity County will get just over $3 million. The Rural County Representatives of California issued a statement about the SRS funds and their ongoing work in lobbying Congress to find a permanent funding source for future payments. Congressman Jared Huffman has issued a statement regarding Congress's approval of improvements made to the Older Americans Act, a social safety net for the nation's seniors. Congress has passed a measure that authorizes more than $6 billion in funding for programs such as the Area Agencies on Aging, Meals on Wheels, and programs that address elder abuse at the local level. The passage of the Older Americans Reauthorization Act updates the definitions for abuse and exploitation of seniors, promotes the modernization of senior centers, and improves nutrition services and the use of locally grown foods for senior meal programs. Today, between 11 a.m. and noon, the tsunami warning sirens will sound in Humboldt, Del Norte, and Mendocino counties as the annual tsunami warning test gets underway. Residents who live in tsunami zones can register to get alerts through city or county mass notification systems for their electronic devices, and today's exercise will test that system's reliability as well. In addition to the tsunami sirens, planes will fly overhead announcing the warning via loudspeaker, and radio and television stations will be interrupted by the emergency notification system. Sheriff's deputies were dispatched to serve an eviction notice to the tenant of a house in the 2300 block of McKinleyville Avenue in McKinleyville yesterday morning. When the deputies arrived on scene, they contacted the 54-year-old tenant, who instead of leaving the premises, barricaded himself inside. Deputies then warned neighbors along the street to shelter in place, while more deputies and CHP officers responded to the scene. The incident ended without any altercation, and by 11 o'clock, the man had been detained, and he accepted the eviction order. No criminal charges will be sought. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. When the Citizens Advisory Committee for Measure Z released its initial report, they provided a list of priorities, rated on a scale of must-have, need-to-have, and nice-to-have. The committee also released letters of support for specific funding requests, and one request generated 6 letters of support, headed up by Probation Chief Bill Damiano and Humboldt County School Superintendent Gary Eagles. Both support funding for school resource officers at Arcata and McKinleyville High Schools and for the resumption of the Youth Diversionary Program. Arcata City Manager Karen Diemer addressed the issue on Talk Shop and said,
Arcata has put in an application in partnership with the county and the Northern Humboldt School Districts for school resource officers and to rebuild the juvenile diversion program. So trying to keep first-time offending juveniles out of the larger probation system and be able to address the issues in the community within the family.
The diversion program had great success when it was headed up by probation officer Jillian Wadsworth, and Diemer thinks it's time to bring it back.
And we had had good success with a program like that in Arcata that we've been unable to continue funding for, looking at expansion of that to both McKinleyville and Arcata. And so that is a program that we put in, and so we've been watching that as it goes through the process.
You can find the details on proposed Measure Z funding and the request by checking out the county webpage. You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Karen Diemer by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.